takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
All right, welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show. That's all right. I have a backup recording thing. We've been doing the show for, let's see here, 53 minutes on the dot, and I forgot to hit record. So we're back on. So now people see it says the show didn't start. That's maybe why we don't have anybody joining us. But it started now. Yay. All right, we're in the middle of Chuck's news ticker. Go ahead, Chuck. Ready to rock.
Well, this is the most recent one that scrolled up to me, and the headline says, Hands and Feet Found Near Severed Head.
Go ahead, read it.
Okay. I'm opening it up. Hands, human hands, feet found in Hollywood Hills after...
Oh.
Oh, man.
I heard about the head, but I didn't know there were hands and feet, too.
All right. Investigators found two human hands and two feet Wednesday when they returned with search dogs to a popular hiking trail a day or two after dog walkers discovered a severed head in a bag at the location below the Hollywood sign. About 12 detectives conducted a grid search of the area early Wednesday. They were looking in an area about a quarter mile from the Bronson Canyon Park gates near the 3200 block of Canyon Drive. I mean, and it goes on and on. Let me see. I'm skimming over it. Let me see if I can find any interesting.
It goes on and on. It's great for Chuck's news. I don't think Walter Cronkite did that. Kennedy was shot today. It goes on and on and on and on. So. All right, Chuck's news ticker. Keep us posted on any breaking news, Chuck, please.
The last sentence in the article is, the trail also passes by the Batcave, which was used in the original Batman and Robin series. Interesting.
Oh, wow. They used a real cave?
I guess in the original show.
Yeah. Wow. You know, they probably filmed it once or twice.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
to the Brian O. Show. Please don't interrupt the intro of the Brian O. Show.
Please
so
do
back.
A better intro.
Oh, we should mute you.
Oh, we should not.
Okay. All right, well, you know, I was thinking today about some album trickery.
Trickery?
What some artists did with albums. Like, for instance, how the Beatles tied in towards the middle to the end of their career about Paul McCartney being dead. You know, little signs and symbols and stuff like that. Well, the Beatles weren't the only artists that did such things. Pink Floyd did.
What'd they
Chuck,
do?
Chuck, do you know what Pink Floyd did?
It depends on where you're going. I'm not quite sure. I know that they did several things, such as on, for instance, I know that on the Wish You Were Here album art, they had a man standing in the desert handing out records, but he was invisible. And that was because kind of how they felt about the whole recording industry. But I know that they did things like that, but I'm not sure if that's what you're referencing.
Yeah, stuff like that, I guess. But like hidden messages. Like, for instance, Jimi Hendrix, he had a hidden alien message on one of his albums. I believe it was called Are You Experienced? And if you played the album at the speed of a 45, like a 45, you would hear two aliens talking to each other as they approach Earth. I kid you not. And nobody knows
That's
exactly
pretty cool.
why he did that, but he did. So if you listen at an album, that album on speed of 45, you will hear aliens talking to each other.
That's pretty
very,
cool.
Very cool.
I also know about, since you mentioned Pink Floyd for just one second, I also know that it's not really a true rumor, but that if that Dark Side of the Moon is perfectly synchronized with The Wizard of Oz, and I've done it before, and it does work very, very, very well, but it is a complete coincidence.
I've heard that also.
Yeah.
Works very,
I did a whole
very
project
well.
On it.
It's Great Gig in the Sky is that's the kicker. Everything else is what it is, but Great Gig in the Sky is scary good, and you sit there and you go, wow, that is cool. But yeah, it's just total coincidence. You could take,
yeah,
I don't know.
And their foot, the Munchkins, their the way that they're marching or walking or dancing, whatever you want to call it, all their footsteps are in time with the music. When, like, Dorothy falls off the fence, you know, you race towards an early grave and she falls off the fence, you know. There's a lot of weird coincidences, and it seems very convincing, but I actually saw an interview with Nick Mason of Pink Floyd, the drummer, and he said when he first heard about that, it's because he saw somebody who had done a project on it. And he said the first thing that crossed his mind is, who sat around figuring out that this lined up with that? I mean, who got the idea and who put this out? Because he said it is bizarre, and it does look like it could have been on purpose. But he said, that's complete nonsense. There's no way we did that on purpose.
Nick Mason said the funniest line about that when it was in its heyday. He's like, no, we didn't sync it to The Wizard of Oz. It's supposed to be to the sound of music. I thought that was funny.
And now for some music from The Wag.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me calling you back to my world? Don't you not see? 'Cause I just can't stop loving you,
Right, you missed the beginning of this. I believe you were in the restroom. I was talking about like hidden messages or just weird things that artists did with their albums. But this one, I got to say, I like probably the best of all. And it's a Monty Python album. I know you're a big fan.
I know it.
I don't know what it is. I want to know.
All right, here we
go. It's very, very cool. In fact, I want to do it.
All right. So, Chuck, since you don't know, you're listening. You say you buy this album. It's
vinyl. That's important to the story. It's called Matching Tie and Handkerchief. Chief. Okay, go ahead.
Chief. Whatever. Doesn't matter. So anyway, you play the side of the album and you have a laugh. You're like, oh, this is really good. You know, I like this song. Blah blah blah. Whatever. Then you go and you're like, oh, I gotta play this album for my friends and stuff like that. You gotta listen to song two. It's great. Or skip two. Or whatever. You play it. It's completely different. Completely different. Bri, you want to explain how they did that? I guess not. So how they did it was the vinyl album, well, it has grooves. If you put the needle on at the very beginning, you'll hear a full album side of material. But if you happen to miss like that beginning, it'll start playing the album after the first groove, thereby playing a completely different album. How cool
is
that?
Cool.
Yeah, there's actually
that is really cool.
The best way to think about it is that there's actually groove on an album. There's one groove. It just goes around and around and around. So all they did was put two grooves, and then they put them right next to each other, and they spun them around and around. So you have to put the needle on the right groove to hear exactly that part of the album. But, yeah, Brian's
so
right.
So what was
you
the second groove then?
Something, whatever. It was them as well. You know, it's just like if we put out an album on vinyl and we put – instead of having four songs on one side, you'd have eight songs on one side. The thing that you would have to do is you'd have to whatchamacallit. You can't have as much material on the side because you have two grooves. So
right,
it's
no,
not
I
like
understand
you can dub-
the process. I understand what they did. I'm just wondering what the second recording was.
Yeah, it was probably just them, you know, doing their bits. You know, it's probably actually a real recording. But, yeah, when I read that, I was like, oh, man, that's the mother load. Like, whoever thought of that was like, that's it. You can't beat that.
Jeff Lynne had an album out called Armchair Theater. And I remember I was traveling back and forth to Stockton College. And as I was driving, like, the tape, like, one side ended. And then there's silence until it flips over. And it was late at night, and I was driving back. And it had ended, and I was just driving, and I figured, well, it'll kick over to the other side. And the silence was for a long time. And then this, like, spaceship noise started coming, like, woo, like, really crazy sounds. I'm like, what? Like, I thought I was being abducted. And Jeff Lynne's voice comes on, and he's like, it's still going, you know, woo, like that. It was, freaked me out. I'm like, holy crap.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.